It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent. For Monday, July 19th, 2021, we're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry, Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best that there is. Best dentist in the world. Call him. Make him your dentist. Do it today. 317-849-2933. Let's talk about sports. If you like this video, like it. How about that? Hit the button. Why wouldn't you? CJ Gunn, 2022 commitment for Indiana basketball, broke his arm in the Peach Jam over the weekend. And so he's going to be on the shelf for about 5 weeks. He's going to miss the rest of the July evaluation period, but he was already committed to Indiana. So it's not really, he's not missing out on any kind of, he's not missing out on any kind of opportunity to showcase his wares for college basketball coaches. And that's a good thing. But he's going to be out for about 5 weeks. Tried to brace himself with his left arm as he was knocked down by a big in a game that his team was playing in that Peach Jam. And so, like I said, he's going to be on the shelf for about 5 weeks. It's his off arm, so he's going to be able to continue to work on shooting whatever. And then he'll be ready to go for Lawrence North High School as a senior playing for the great Jack Kiefer. How about that? We'll see what C.J. Gunn can do as a senior. Really, really good, unselfish player, good shooter. Going to be fun to watch C.J. Gunn play high school basketball this year at Lawrence North, which is right down the road, a few miles is all. Jim Irsay, people kind of mock Jim Irsay for buying music memorabilia, and it's not just memorabilia. It's one-of-a-kind artifacts from musical history, right? And over the weekend, he announced on Twitter that he's added to the collection, and that addition is the touring piano that Elton John used from 1974 to 1993. Jim Irsay bought this Steinway piano for $915,000. People mock it because it seems like it's just a rich guy spending a lot of money and indulging in his love for music by buying the instruments of others, right? Don't underestimate Jim Irsay. What Jim Irsay's doing is buying musical artifacts that have a value that he can assert because those artifacts are one of a kind. Whether it's the Prince guitars he's got or the Bob Dylan stuff that he's got, or Ringo Starr's drum kit, or John Lennon's piano, Elton John's piano, the guitar that David Gilmour used to write Dark Side of the Moon, whatever. Those are one-of-a-kind deals, and when you've got a one-of-a-kind deal, you create the price out of your own imagination. So $915,000 for Elton John's piano. If you've got somebody who loves Elton John and wants to pay for that piano, you say, $2 million. Oh, well, okay. You know what I mean? If you've got a one-of-a-kind item, you get to set the price. That's what Jim Irsay does. Jim Irsay's musical collection is absolutely priceless. Or by priceless, I mean he gets to set the price. So Jim Irsay, crazy like a fox, all right? Very, very smart the way he invests his money. Pacers, they've got their staff. We knew that the Pacers were hiring Lloyd Pierce and Ronald Norred as assistants. They have also hired Mike Wiener and Jenny Busick as assistant coaches. Wiener and Busick were assistants under Carlisle when he was at the Mavericks. So he's brought them over to the Pacers. They're going to work. Pacers have always gone, well, they had two assistants back in the day, kind of, in Rick Carlisle and Dick Harter. Then they went to three assistants, and they've always kind of had three assistants, and then other people kind of in that outer sort of electron field. You know, you've kind of got the two electrons, or really three, with the Pacers in terms of assistant coaches, then that outer band of video coordinator and stuff, but this time four assistant coaches in that inner band. So I don't know. If it takes four assistants, it takes four assistants. What the hell do I care how many assistants the Pacers have if they can get the job done? I think Rick Carlisle is going to do a really good job in his first year. First time around with the Pacers, he came over, replaced Isaiah Thomas, and what happened? Pacers won 61 games that first year. Now, from that point on, you had the brawl year and the aftermath of the brawl, and hey, we got to clean this nonsense up and get these unsavory characters the hell out of Indianapolis as they shot up the 8-second saloon and all that stuff. And the program kind of went off the rails a little bit, but that was not Rick Carlisle's fault. Bradley Beal, we know he's out of the Olympics for Team USA. Coco Gauff, not going to be able to play tennis for Team USA because of a COVID test. And a gymnast, as yet unnamed gymnast, has also tested positive for COVID. And so she is not going to be able to compete at the Olympic Games, which I guess begin this Friday. I'm kind of unprepared for this Olympics. It's an odd-numbered year. I don't know. I'm used to it being like 2024, 28, 32. You know what I mean? This is just different. But it is what it is. And the Olympics is always fun. It's something to watch live, right? A lot of these events because they're being played in Tokyo. Why is it? This happens a lot. The United States and its television networks pay a ton of money for rights to broadcast the Olympics. NBC spends a lot of money. And somehow or another, the Olympics almost always wind up on the other side of the world, so the events are being contested like at 3 and 4 in the morning. What's that about? I'm not being all xenophobic, but let's get those things where we can watch stuff live. You know, when it was down in Brazil, that was cool. Mexico City, that was 68, I don't remember it. When they do things in the United States or in Canada, that's good, too. Why don't we get more of that, more in this hemisphere, for goodness sake, so we don't have to watch live events at like 6 in the morning? Just a thought. Kofi Coburn, he is going to remain at the University of Illinois. He spurned offers to play for Leonard Hamilton at Florida State and John Calipari at Kentucky. He's going to continue to toil for the Fighting Illini. And Brad Underwood, also returning for Illinois, Trent Frazier and Andre Curbelo. That's a threesome that's going to be formidable in the Big Ten. And Illinois is now, again, a player in the Big Ten, which is too bad for Indiana. I would have liked to have seen Coburn go bye-bye. That would have been fine. Would have loved to have seen him play for Leonard Hamilton. I would hate to see him enhance John Calipari's standing at Kentucky just because of my personal disdain for John Calipari. Cubs, they lost yesterday 6-4. They won Friday. They won Saturday against the Diamondbacks. They came back from the dead on Saturday and won. Wilson Contreras with some clutch hitting, which was good to see. So Cubs, they've won 2 out of 3 coming out of the break. They're still sellers, and they'll be sellers at the deadline, and that's going to be the way it is. This is really the last week where we... We still have things to talk about, right? But not as many. Next week, the Colts, they open camp on Wednesday at Grand Park. And then the NBA draft is next Thursday. We got the Olympics coming up, all kinds of stuff coming up. Cannot wait to talk about all those things. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? David Eggleston, celebrating a birthday. How about that? David Eggleston, here's how screwy things are when you're a third or fourth grader, right? And this probably runs through junior high. You always kind of rank kids based upon speed, right? Ooh, he's fast. Look at that. David Eggleston was really fast, really good athlete. Everybody liked David Eggleston, really nice guy. Went to grade school with him. His mom was our den mother in Cub Scouts, and she was wonderful. I still have a mitten rack that I made in David Eggleston's mother's basement. So Steve Biggs, Biggsy's celebrating her birthday. Love Biggsy. Outstanding golfer, pinpoint accuracy. Colin Morikawa won the British Open. Steve Biggs is to New Albany High School alums what Colin Morikawa is to the PGA Tour. Devin Hunter, happy birthday to Devin Hunter. David LeBeau, happy birthday. Peter Gallenbach, happy birthday. Dave Parker, happy birthday. Brooke Penbacker, happy birthday. Jody Adams, Andrew Brandt, and Todd Manley. Happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Commit today to lift people up. Don't pull people down. We got enough trouble without you people adding to it. Let's not be idiots. Let's be forces for good for each other. Let's pull each other up, can we?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.